T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This bird, yeah, that's right. He's been walking around. There's nobody here to even tell. So he keeps talking
bird.
About.
Did you see this bird in Westmoreland County?
This bird in Westmoreland County. Good morning. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning. I'm Kevin Battle.
And Paul Rasmussen, equally interested in this half male, half female bird discovered right here.
Yeah. I'm looking through some websites that I get, you know, the updates from every morning, and I see this thing. I'm like, what is that?
And it's a beautiful bird. And we have an expert with us. Her name is Annie Lindsay. She is with the Powder Mills Avian Research Center, and she's on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Good morning, Annie.
Good morning.
So tell us about this big discovery.
Yeah, so it's called a bilateral gonandromorph. The species is a rose-breasted grosbeak, and it is half male and half female. We caught it on September 24th here just during our normal bird banding operations, and it was a big surprise. In our nearly 60 years of banding birds at Powder Mill, we've only had 5 of these individuals. So.
Oh, so there have been
this happened 5 times already?
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. My goodness. So is this a male-female bird, or is it just like a feathering issue, a plumage issue with the bird?
Yeah, so it's half of its body is male and half of its body is female. So genetically, it's half male, half female.
And what do you call this thing?
The word for it is bilateral gonandromorph.
Gonandromorph.
I knew it. But I saw the pictures Kevin showed me 8 times. It's beautiful bird.
Yeah, one side of its body is one color, the male plumage, and the other side is the female plumage.
Right.
And you guys had to freak out when you saw this thing.
Yes. Yeah, that was the reaction all around with the whole crew.
Wow.
And now what do? You put a little band around one of its legs.
Mm-hmm. So the band's sort of like a bracelet and has a series of 9 digits, which identifies the bird. We take some measurements. We age it and sex it. And in this particular bird, we took some photographs. We did a short video. Carnegie has a TikTok. So we did that, and then we let it go.
So when you sex it, how did you sex it? How did you categorize it?
Yeah,
this bird?
So I think for our data sheets, we put U for unknown, but that was just a placeholder. And then the notes we wrote, you know, half male, half female, and we took extensive notes.
I didn't know that was possible, actually.
Yeah, it's pretty uncommon.
Yeah, I'll say. 6 times out of 800,000 birds that you caught. I mean, what about, like, you know, male birds are the colorful birds in the kingdom, and they do a lot of work to attract a female bird.
Right.
Which characteristic does this particular bird, this very rare bird in Westmoreland County, what characteristic does it lean towards? Does it act like the male version or the female version of the species?
We don't know. So it's fall migration right now, and these birds aren't really doing, you know, any sort of breeding behavior. So during breeding season, this bird might sing, it might try to attract female mates, or it might behave more like a female and try to attract male mates. But we weren't able to observe that because it's not the right season.
Well, that's fascinating. For those that don't know, where is the Powder Mill Research Center?
Yeah, so we're just outside of Ligonier in Westmoreland County.
Okay. Now, it's a songbird.
Mm-hmm.
If it's male and female, what does it sound like?
Well, if it does sing, it would just do the normal grosbeak song. which I can't imitate, but if anybody knows what an American robin sings like, grosbeaks sort of sound like that, but they sing longer songs and they're much sweeter.
If I want to see this bird, you don't have it in a cage. You released it, correct?
We released it, yeah. So we suspect that this bird spent the breeding season farther north of here and was just passing through during migration.
Yeah.
So it's probably, you know, in the southern United States by now, maybe even thinking about heading to Mexico or Central America or South America.
Well, Annie, I got to tell you, my partner here, Kevin, who's it's his birthday today, Annie, by the way.
Well, happy birthday.
Hey, thank you.
He's so enamored with birds. He spent a week telling us about the big migration that happened a few weeks ago where, you know, tens of thousands of birds were heading south.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a question about the little tiny hummingbird. Where do they go?
Yeah, so they head to Latin America also.
Really?
Yeah.
So the hummingbird that was on my deck all summer at my feeder is now in...
Smarter than you and is down in the Caribbean somewhere.
Has a beach house.
It's headed there anyway, yeah.
that's fascinating.
So this little grosbeak, it's, you know, what, pink wings on the male side, the red breast on the male side, and brownish on yellow on the female side. Are you going to see it again? Is it going to come passing back through your way?
I mean, we hope so, but think about all of the ground it has to cover. If it shows up here, it would be spectacular.
Well, where can we see these pictures and videos?
Yeah, so it's on our Powder Mills Facebook page, and the video of the bird along with its release video is on Carnegie's TikTok page.
You have your own TikTok page. That's impressive.
Yeah.
All right, Annie, we appreciate your time this morning, and thanks for sharing this breakthrough with us. Kevin is a happy man today.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, Annie Lindsay went to Ohio State, Powder Mills Avian Research Center. She's an expert, and you should check it out. Go to their Facebook page.
Absolutely.
That's it.
And now that you have that Muskrat Susie and Muskrat Sam in my head, I'll be singing that song all day.
It's a birthday gift for you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!